choir, and we're so glad you're here. Let's stand now and sing our national anthem and pledge the American flag. Joining together, everyone, face the flag. American flag together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Thank you and be seated.
We welcome you tonight to the 9th commencement service for the Trinity Baptist Bible College. We've just finished our 10th year of operation, and we're grateful that God has blessed us with our largest graduating class this year. And we're honored that you are here to share this very important evening with us. Thank you for coming and being a part of this special commencement service. Thank you, family and friends, for encouraging your student, your graduate, to be faithful and finish their course. And we are blessed on this evening to see these graduates as they walk across this platform, having finished their course of study, and they will begin a new journey in life that will teach them quickly that they'll never be able to stop studying and learning. What ought to characterize every Christian life are the two words, learning and growing. Learning and growing. Again, in behalf of all of the faculty and the staff here at Trinity Baptist Bible College, we thank you for honoring us and these graduates with your presence. God bless you for being here this evening.
the dean of the college, I would really like to thank you all for being here. I know a lot of people had to take off work and drive distances, but thank you for coming to honor our 12 graduates tonight. It's been my pleasure to work with them, and I want to congratulate them. As the dean, I'm kind of in the place to receive those phone calls when they're sick or when they have automobile trouble, which happens, and when they're going to be late, when they're having financial problems. And I just want to thank God. I've seen God work in each of these lives, and I've seen their faith. And I just want to thank them and congratulate them for staying true and starting a task and finishing it. And that's a great thing, a great accomplishment. I love you all, and it's been my privilege to work with you. And it's just exciting to see and know that God's going to use each one of you. A great part of our college, we wouldn't have a college without a faculty that loves and cares and works with these students. We have a very dedicated faculty of 19, and I'll introduce each one. Listen, they carve out time out of very busy schedules to teach each week, some multiple courses, and they some travel long distances to be with us from churches out of the area. And they love what they do. They do it very, very well, and it's a privilege to work with them, and they make our college strong in what it is. And I'll introduce each one and ask them to stand briefly, if you will. Hold your applause to the end, and I'll mention them and just what they do in the college. First, our church pianist, Miss Leanne Graff, teaches piano in the college, and that's something we started a few years ago and very popular. Next is Miss Gayla Reed. Miss Gayla Reed was here before the college started, and pretty much her and her husband started the college. And under Dr. Smith's leadership, have a great deal to do with the college, the behind the scenes, putting it together. But she also teaches many courses in the college in women's studies, computer, and English. Next behind me on the third row is Brother Ricky Gonzalez. Brother Ricky is the Spanish pastor here at Trinity Baptist Church, and Brother Ricky teaches a class on prayer in our college. Next is Brother Jeremy Ogdy, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Wills Point, Texas. He teaches several classes, including psychology and history of civilization. And beside him is Brother Gary Way. Brother Gary Way pastors Crossroads Baptist Church in Gainesville, Texas, and makes a long trip to teach Isaiah pastoral epistles with our college. Next to him is Brother Carl Ogdy. Brother Carl Ogdy is pastor of Lakeland Baptist Church here in Fort Worth, and he teaches multiple classes, a lot of just core Bible classes on doctrine, Romans, life of Christ in our college. On the second row is Brother Eric Combs. Brother Eric is part of Trinity Baptist Church. He's been our academy principal for 5 years, and Brother Combs helped introduce and bring to our college an education department, and now offers a set of 12 courses to help students gain their education degree. Next to him is Brother James Raspberry, pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Wiley, Texas, and also an 05 graduate of this college. He teaches many courses in Bible and many courses in Bible history here. Next to him is Miss Irma McDaniels, just a blessing. She's a member of this church a long time, also an 06 graduate of our college, and teaches Spanish, and she teaches outside of Spanish. She teaches students and teaches them to work and to serve. And well, I wish we could just take Miss Irma and clone her. She's the kind of lady that's always busy helping, been up here serving all day, and has more energy than I do, and she just is a real blessing. Next to her is Miss Christy Davis, wife of Brother Tom Davis. She does a lot of administration help in the college, and she also teaches a class. Next to her is her husband, Tom Davis, pastor of Central Baptist Church in Alvarado. Brother Tom teaches our church ed, youth ministry class, and other Bible classes in the college. And now on the platform behind me, first I'll introduce Brother Todd Lassiter, our co-pastor, and he teaches just a variety of classes, church administration, Sunday school administration, evangelism. Next to him, our pastor, Dr. Bob Smith. And again, he's the reason the college is here. He had the vision from God and took the initiative to start it and put it together. And I was fortunate to be a student in that first class that started back in the fall of 2000. But Dr. Smith, he's very involved in the college. And I'll have you know, he's there every Friday teaching and preaching chapel to us and giving us a charge going into the weekend. Next to him is Brother Sam Reed. He's our music director at Trinity Baptist Church, and he's also executive vice president of the college. Brother Reed, I've told you this, he teaches more classes than I have time to tell you about. He loves to teach. He teaches all our music classes. He teaches a very popular class with our students called Greek. They want to forget that. I don't think they'll quote John 3:16 up here in Greek. I'd like to see it, though. Brother Reed is just so instrumental in the college. It's been my privilege to work with him these years. Next to him is Dr. Bill Howe, and Brother Bill Howe's pastor of Friendly Lane Baptist Church, and teaches class on Acts, Pauline epistles. And at this time, That's our faculty. Brother Matt Gerald could not be here tonight. I want to recognize him too, pastor of Open Door Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas. If you would, give the faculty a big hand. We are so thankful for them.
Let us go to prayer at this time, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful. Grateful for Jesus, our Savior. Grateful for our salvation. And grateful for this college. We're grateful for these students who have finished what they've started out to do in school. Now lies before them the work that you've called them to. And we pray, Heavenly Father, those people that you have prepared for them are there waiting on them to get to their field of service as soon as possible. And Lord, that you would bless them and that we'd hear good things and great things about their ministry for you. I thank you for the event that draws us all together tonight, the graduation services. May we be able to look back on this day knowing it had been a great day in the lives of all who came. We ask your blessings on the remainder of the service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To follow you.
trio you've just heard all are on work scholarship here at the church and are affectionately known as the Work Scholarship Trio. This is an exciting day. We've enjoyed the festivities of this day, and we've enjoyed watching over the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, some of these people, as they have been in pursuit of their diploma. We've watched them face crisis. We've watched them go through tough times. We've watched them as they've rejoiced in blessings and good times. We've heard them come from their churches and give testimony of God's blessing the previous Sunday. It's exciting to be a part of a Bible college associated with a local New Testament church, where the church is always emphasized and service in their church is required. We've watched these young men and young ladies grow and mature and grow and mature and grow older and older. We have one that's been with us since the school has been in existence, and but the wonderful thing about it is tonight they're crossing the finish line. And it's not just that we start well, but it's exceedingly important that we finish well. And I commend these men and women tonight on their dedication to the Lord, their commitment to the Lord. And I look with great expectations of the testimonies of their service for the Lord and fruit that will be gathered and produced for His glory and His honor. I want to say to you, students, you graduates, we're very proud of you and we love you very, very much. God bless you, and don't you forget that God did not speak to your heart about going to a Bible college without having a ministry and people waiting for you to invest your life for Christ in them. Don't let anything sidetrack you or deter you. And we pray God's special blessings and power upon your lives. And thank you, dear folks, for making this night extra special for them. God bless you.
Thank you, preacher. Trinity Baptist Bible College started 10 years ago. It was meeting right across the way in the area that is most of our Sunday school meets in. And we began to see what God would do as we prayed and worked. And a few years later, He gave us a wonderful building that will house 200 students now. He's given us dorms. He's continued to provide things. He helped us be approved for the GI Bill. Men are going through our college on that. And answered prayer after answered prayer. And we're very thankful now. Tonight will be our 50th graduate from our college. And you'll see that in your brochure. It's not just the number, though. It's that nearly three-quarters of those are serving the Lord now full-time. And we're excited about that. There's pastors all over the country. There's missionaries around the world and serving in America. There's Christian school teachers. This college has been set up and designed to train men and women to serve in local independent fundamental Baptist churches. That's what it's about. We're not competing with the secular world. But they have to go through a full four-year program, 128 hours minimum to graduate, and this group tonight has made it. And we're very thankful for that, and they're going to be joining others. We're praying God would use them in a great way. And on the table, the college table out there, you'll see a list of where our graduates are now. And we're going to add these 12 tonight to that. And we pray God would use them in a great way. Right now, Brother Laster is going to come, and we're going to present diplomas.
Thank you, Brother Reed. It is my honor tonight to present to you the graduating class of 2010 from Trinity Baptist Bible College. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to hold your applause. I'm going to read the name of each student and graduate tonight. I'll read their name twice. After the second time I read their name, then you can shout, clap. Just don't rush the platform, all right? I want to ask our graduating class of 2010, would you please stand at this time? Our first graduate this evening is Kevin Wayne Absher. Brother Absher will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in Pastoral Theology. Kevin Wayne Absher. Our next graduate this evening is Justin David Barnett. Brother Barnett will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in Pastoral Assistance. Justin David Barnett. Our next graduate this evening is Christy Ann Cavanis. Ms. Cavanis will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with her concentration in General Studies. Christy Ann Cavanis. By the way, Miss Cavanis is the preacher's granddaughter. Our next graduate this evening is Benjamin Michael Davis. Brother Davis will be receiving, likewise, a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in missions. Benjamin Michael Davis. Our next graduate, Robert Michael Graff Jr. Brother Graff will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in Pastoral Theology. Robert Michael Graff Jr. Our next graduate this evening is Jessica Brooke Jones. Ms. Jones will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in education. Jessica Brooke Jones. Our next graduate this evening is Michael Craig Moore. Brother Moore will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in General Studies. Michael Craig Moore. Our next graduate this evening is Eric Allen Nielsen. Brother Nielsen will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in missions. Eric Allen Nielsen. Our next graduate this evening is Webb Leon O'Neill. Brother O'Neill will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in pastoral theology. Webb Leon O'Neill. Our next graduate this evening is Kathleen Elena Patrick. Ms. Patrick will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in General Studies. Kathleen Elena Patrick. Our next graduate this evening is Gayla Lee Reed. Mrs. Reed will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in General Studies. Gayla Lee Reed. Our 12th and final graduate this evening is Crystal Dawn Turner. Ms. Turner will be receiving a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies with a concentration in General Studies. Crystal Dawn Turner. All right, let's give all of these graduates a big hand. God bless you. We wanted you to get to know each one of these students personally. We're going to ask each one to come and give just a very brief testimony tonight so that you can get some understanding of what their desires are. As far as ministry and what direction God is leading them. So I'm going to ask Brother Absher, would you come right on ahead?
Well, our God is in the heaven, and he has done whatsoever he hath pleased. So I'm very thankful that God saves sinners, thankful that he's still in the people business. And I can't think of anything more than God's faithfulness that's helped me get through this time. And the many people he's put in my way, in my path, to help to train me, teach me, the faculty and ministers all along the way. And I can't be more thankful than the people he's put in my life. And I'm very appreciative of that. And I share tonight with my wife, her faithful support, and I appreciate her. And also going forward with the direction of Dr. James Raspberry and Lighthouse Baptist Church, I have a desire to see a church started, a fundamental Baptist work started over in the Rockwall County area. Thank you.
My name is Justin Barnett, like they said, and I'm just happy to be here today, and the Lord's, you know, got me this far, and I just want to thank some people that, you know, have really helped me, thank my family for putting up with me, and I think Brother Becker, he gave me a scholarship. I really do appreciate that. I thank the faculty for imparting to me their knowledge. And I just want to say right after I graduate, I'm going to be continuing serving the Lord in this church and serving on the best bus, the Purple Pirates bus.
My name is Christy Cavanis, and I am very proud to be the daughter of Pastor Clint Cavanis. And I can't tell you how excited I am to finally be graduating tonight. And I would like to say thank you to my family, my mom and my dad, and my grandparents I include in that, and all of the support they've given me. And they've always been there, and they've always cared, and they've always prayed for me. They've always stood behind me in every decision I've made. I'd also like to thank Brother and Ms. Reed. They have been an amazing blessing to me since I have been to college, and their prayers and their attitude and just any little way they can help to encourage you, to to help counsel you in some area. They have made college so much easier and so much better for the students. And lastly, and most importantly, I want to thank my Heavenly Father for, first of all, for salvation, but also for being there. It doesn't matter what's happening in college, if it's going through an easy time or a hard time, He's always there. And He always provided, and He always took care of me and comforted me. And He is the reason that we are here today. Thank you.
I'm Robert Graff, Jr. Praise the Lord. This day seemed like it would never come. 4 years is a long time, especially. But thank the Lord that through these years, many years, thank God I've had a wife who stayed by me. Thank God for my kids who sacrificed, went without some things so their dad could follow the Lord's leading. I thank God that one day Miss Terry Howe and Miss Pam Friedline knocked on our door, led my sisters to Christ. And through a turn of events, Brother Tom Davis knocked on my door a year later, following up on a mother who was concerned about her teenage son. Thank God I had a mother that cared. So many people have invested so much in my life. And now it's my turn to invest in others. Thank you to all those who have helped, all those who have been there. And I commit myself to stick to those old paths that brought me here. Old-fashioned soul winning, old King James Bible, old-fashioned church. Thank God for preacher, the stand he's taken for these years, and look forward to the future. Thank you all for being here.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank the faculty here for allowing me to come and transfer and finish my education here. And especially, I just want to thank Brother Ogdy for making it all possible for me and to never giving up on me and always sticking by me. And I also, more importantly, want to thank my parents and my grandparents for never letting me give up, and my mom instilling it into me to always finish my course and to never give up, to always keep pushing no matter what comes your way. So thank you. And I'm just excited to see what God has in store for me as I further my education. Thanks.
Amen. It took 4 long, grueling years, but I finally got a compliment from Mrs. Reed. Amen. And if you know her, those do not come easily. But I know I couldn't be here without my church, First Baptist Church in Haltom City, and without my family, my relatives, and especially my father, my friends here, and especially without Trinity Baptist Church and without Trinity Baptist Bible College and their faculty. And I thank them all, and I thank you very much.
Well, it took 5.5 grueling years. No, I have several people I just want to thank briefly. I want to thank my wife for standing behind me. I'm thankful for my kids sacrificing like they have. And I'm thankful for my pastor leading me to the school and God. And I'm so thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me. And I'm thankful that He not only did save me, but He called me. And He's got a plan for me to go up into the Canadian region. And I'm just excited for what He's got for me. I'm just so thankful for all the people, all my church that's here, and the ones that support me and prayed for me. I'm just so thankful for them.
Hello, my name's Webb O'Neill, and I just want to thank Trinity Baptist Bible College, Lighthouse Baptist Church at Grand Prairie, and my home church in Humble, Pastor Mike Heron and Bible Baptist Church there. And I want to thank my wife, who has stuck by me these past 4.5 years. But most importantly, I want to thank my Lord and Savior. 10 years ago, this coming Friday, He showed me I was lost and on my way to hell. and I surrendered my life to him to do whatever he wanted. 4.5 years ago, he called me to go to Bible college. Today, I finished that step of the journey. He's burdened my heart with a little town that I was raised in, Splendor, Texas. My goal is, over the next few months, year, whatever the Lord guides, to be pastoring a church in that small town and doing the old things the old way with the old black book, King James Bible, knocking doors that I once knocked, not teaching the truth, but re-knocking the doors with the true gospel of Christ. I appreciate all the prayers that's helped me make it through so far.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just want to thank God for my salvation and for the goodness that he's given me, or given to me. I just want to thank my mom and my dad for giving me a godly heritage and for giving me a Christian home to grow up in. I love you, Mommy, and thank you for all the sacrifices that you've made for me, and I hope Daddy's proud of me. And I want to thank all the professors for their willingness and sacrifice to teach, and I want to give a special thank you to Brother and Mrs. Hill for loving me and encouraging me. And I love you guys. And my future plans are to finish up my education degree and serve here at Trinity until God leads another direction.
Well, not everybody gets to graduate with their grandson. So this is different. I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for saving my soul 52 years ago. I tried to keep my wants and desires few, and God has given me all of them. I wanted to know him and his book and love them. I wanted to be a mother. Got to do that. Want to be a grandmother. 14, one on the way. And I wanted to be a wife, and he gave me the best husband in the world, and I so much appreciate it. But what I really would like to thank God for is that he's given me the opportunity in my life to give back and to invest myself in teaching God's people. I've taught Sunday school. I've taught every age in the world. We've worked with young people, and I finally got to where I actually wanted to be. I want to teach college, and it's all I ever wanted to do, and I'm grateful that God let me. And I'd just like to encourage you, some of you start now. You're worried about your kids, you think they're sacrificing. Raising kids in the ministry is not a sacrifice. It's the best life you can give.
Crystal Turner, and I just want to thank my family and Brother Guys for everybody's support, and thank you for your prayers. And I just want to serve in my home church, Lighthouse Baptist Church in Grand Prairie, and just be faithful.
Thank you. And our last testimony will be from our valedictorian, Ben Davis. Brother Ben is the second student to go through the college with a 4.0 grade point average. Several of our students are graduating this year with honors, and you'll see that with their cords, but he is the second one. That means that there was no course out of all of the courses that he had, probably well over 60, that he did not have at least a 96 average. Brother Ben, we're proud of you. Come give the valedictory address in 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, I just want to give all the honor and glory to the Lord. He gave me a wonderful opportunity to grow up in a Christian home, and it's the wonderful opportunity tonight to have all three of the pastors that have been in my life be here tonight, starting off with Dr. Wade at Pleasant Grove, which is now First Baptist Meadowview. He's here tonight. Pastor Bob Smith, who was my pastor for 15 years until recently. My dad became my pastor at Central Baptist in Alvarado. And God just gave me a wonderful opportunity to grow up in a Christian home and be saved at a young age. And I just want to thank Dr. Smith and my grandpa, Brother Reed, for all that they sacrificed to put into this college, all the time, all the blood, sweat, and tears I know that go in behind the scenes being a ministry kid. And as far as my future plans, the Lord has really solidified in my life this past year with the opportunities of going to a deaf camp and working there last summer, and also going on a missions trip to Mexico and seeing the deaf there, that he wants me and called me to be a missionary to the deaf. I don't know whether it be around this country or around the world, but I know that he's calling me there, and that's my plans are to continue my education and get a deaf missions degree later on. But I just want to encourage you all out there to look for the Lord's will for your life. It's the best thing that can ever happen. It doesn't matter how small it may seem, but if you're in the middle of God's will, you're exactly where you need to be.
It is my privilege at this time to introduce Dr. Bill Howe, who will head up a new department in our Bible college, the postgraduate studies department. Next year, he has a wonderful announcement for you tonight, and next year will be an exciting year with a brand new program here at Trinity Baptist Bible College. Dr. Howe, thank you for being willing to allow God to use you and to head up our postgraduate department here at Trinity Baptist Bible College.
Thank you, Dr. Smith, and I would like to announce to the friends and family and graduates and past graduates of the Trinity Baptist Bible College that it is embarking on a new journey to help continue to solidify the doctrines of the Bible and theology from the old book. And that is a postgraduate studies degree here at the Trinity Baptist Bible College. It will be a Master of Arts degree in Biblical Studies, 36-hour work to go into it. And all the specifics will come out later. But, you know, education is vital, especially among the men of God and the ladies who serve in local churches. We hear and see today from Hollywood and media and society in general, attack upon attack upon the book, and therefore attacking our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we need men and women armed the very best that they can to go out into the battlefield and win the court of public opinion for our Savior and His book and His churches. My son spent a year in Iraq, and I would not want to know that he was sent over with meager training or without the tools to do the job. And same with our people in the local churches. So it is a privilege to be able to announce the Master of Arts degree here at the Trinity Baptist Bible College. You know, commencement is not an end. It's a beginning. If you've received and earned a bachelor's degree, let me encourage you to investigate continued study to earn advanced degrees. Our churches need it. Our college needs it. Our cause needs it. This program will be a distance learning program as well as on-campus instruction. So let me encourage you to be a part. You'll be receiving information from me in the coming days, and it'll be a blessing, and I look forward to our Lord and Savior helping us and growing us through it. Education is an antidote to ignorance. There's much ignorance today about the Word of God. Education is an insurance policy toward future success. Keep your foundation strong. Reconfirm and reconfirm the things you've learned over and over. And may God bless you. And if you want any more information, please feel free to contact me at any time. And by the way, for the members of my church, I'll still pastor the Friendly Lane Baptist Church. Thank you, Dr. Smith and Brother Laster, for allowing me to do so.
Thank you, Brother Howe. I know there's interest in master's and doctorate work every semester. I'm asked two or three or four times, what about your master's program? So now I'm glad that we can direct them to Brother Howe and the program that's starting. Along that same vein of thought, talking about higher education, it's a great privilege tonight to do something that's probably overdue, something that's just a real honor to do. And the college is pleased and excited to do it for the first time. Four leaders of our college have demonstrated through years of service a level of scholarship deserving of an honorary doctorate degree. As the name implies, it is an honor, and it recognizes a recipient for distinguished intellectual rigor comparable to an earned degree. In layman's terms, it means they've excelled in their field, which in this case is the ministry of the Word of God. And these men are very deserving. You'll know when you're introduced to them in just a moment. Three of the men will receive a doctorate of divinity, and the fourth will receive a doctor of ministry degree. The degree itself will read, and I'll just read a portion of it, in recognition of his outstanding contributions to the cause of religious education and evangelism within independent fundamental Baptist churches. I've worked alongside these four men 11 years now, and can give plenty of testimony to their scholarship, to their deep knowledge of the Bible. If you take them a Bible question, which I have many times, they give you a Bible answer really quickly. And it's blessed my heart. Not only do they teach and preach, but they've compiled their own courses to teach and lots of lessons and things. And they're very, very earning of an honorary doctorate degree tonight. I'll introduce each one separately, then present each his degree, starting with Brother Todd Lassiter. Brother Lassiter was born on July 5th, 1961, in Hattiesburg. That's not Hattiesburg. I was correct earlier today, learned something. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to Bob and Sue Lassiter. He was born again on December 2nd, 1984, at Trinity Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. In his testimony, he was sitting in the back and came forward on a big day to be saved. He worked in the secular world until 1985, when God called him to preach the gospel. He was later hired on to the Trinity Baptist Church pastoral staff in 1987. And completed his degree in biblical studies at the Norris Bible Baptist Institute in Fort Worth, Texas. He has served on staff with Dr. Smith for over 22 years as his associate pastor, and will assume the pastorate of Trinity Baptist Church in October of 2010. He has been married to his precious wife, Terry, for 31 years. They have five children and one granddaughter. I'm very pleased to present you tonight, Todd Lassiter, Doctor of Divinity. Samuel Kent Reed was born in 1949, the eldest of seven children born to Pastor Rowe and Marie Reed. He was saved in 1955 under the preaching of Dr. Roy Kemp. Sam and Gayla, his wife of 42 years, have three children, all married, and 14 grandchildren. Their daughter Christy is married to Pastor Tom Davis of Alvarado, Texas. Their oldest son Clayton pastors in Southlake, Texas, and their son Jason pastors in Suwanee, Georgia. After 10 years in the business world, the Lord called Sam into the ministry, where he has served for 32 years as youth pastor, coach, school teacher, Sunday school director, Bible college professor, and music director. In 1999, Sam joined the staff of Trinity Baptist Church as minister of music, and to work with Dr. Smith to establish Trinity Baptist Bible College, where he currently serves as the executive vice president. Sam currently holds Bachelor of Science and Bachelor of Divinity degrees, and has completed the classroom hours for his doctorate. He joins his wife and grandson in the 2010 graduating class. I'm pleased to present to you Samuel Kent Reed, Doctor of Ministry. Ogdy was born in Grand Prairie, Texas. He accepted Christ as his personal Savior at the age of 28. He was called to preach a few months later and enrolled in Bible college. Upon graduation with a Bachelor's of Science degree, he continued his calling. He spent 3 years as youth pastor of Trinity Baptist in Grand Prairie from 1979 through early 1983. He started the Trinity Baptist Church of Wills Point, Texas, where he pastored for almost 18 years until he was called to Lakeland Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas in 2000. He is celebrating his 10th year at this church. He has been married to Elizabeth Ogdy for 39 years this year. They have 9 grandchildren, sons Shane and Jeremy Ogdy, pastor in Tyler and Wills Point, respectively. Son Sean is a deacon and teacher at Lakeland Baptist. Brother Ogdy has been in the ministry 31 years. He taught at Norris Bible Baptist Institute for 11 years, 2 of which he served as their director. He has served at TBBC, Trinity Baptist Bible College, since its inception 10 years ago. This time I'm pleased to present to you Carl R. Ogdy, Doctor of Divinity. Bob W. Smith was born July 30th, 1939 in Myrtle Springs, Texas, to Mr. and Mrs. George Smith. He was saved at Hayden Baptist Church near Myrtle Springs at the age of 15. He surrendered to preach on August 23rd, 1964 at Hurstview Baptist Church. He entered the Bible Baptist Seminary in the fall of 1965. He pastored 2 churches, worked as an associate, and served as an evangelist before becoming the pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in 1986. Under his leadership, Trinity Baptist Church established Trinity Baptist Bible College and Trinity Baptist Academy. He married his wife, Diana, on June 14th, 1958. They have 3 daughters, Cindy Murphy of Rowlett, Texas, Karen Cavanis of Roseburg, Oregon, and Kim Kaiser of North Richland Hills, Texas. They have 9 grandchildren, 4 boys, and 5 girls, and 1 great-grandson. I'm so delighted and pleased to present to you Bob W. Smith, Doctor of Divinity. Very important part of these gentlemen's ministry has been their wives. And behind a great man is usually a great lady. In this case, it is very much so. I want to recognize the wives tonight and give them a bouquet of flowers. First, Miss Terry Lassiter. She could not be here. She is with her mom, who just had some surgery in Mississippi. So I would ask you pray for Miss Pat Sneed and recovery from a serious surgery. But she will get her bouquet later. Secondly, I'd like to recognize Mrs. Gayla Reed. And if you come forward, Mrs. Reed, we'd love to present you with a bouquet. And it's okay to clap for her. Next, we'd like to recognize Mrs. Elizabeth Ogdy. Finally, we want to recognize Mrs. Diana Smith. Hey.
One of the exciting things about Bible College are the people that help to put these students through college through scholarships. And tonight we're going to present several scholarships to young men and young ladies. And they come from different perspectives, and we'll announce these as we go along. The first one is called the President Scholarship. And this is going to be presented by Dr. Bob Smith, our pastor. It's presented through Trinity Baptist Church. And it's for a young man or a young lady who has shown character and faithfulness and good citizenship, has low fines. Now, we have a fine system in our college, and we expect them. Some colleges have demerits. We did that for a while. But fines are more like real life. And they have learned that if you show up on time, and you're where you're supposed to be, and you get your reports in on time, you'll not get fines. That's one of the good things about having these students is they have low fines, then good scholarship, a good GPA. And we've had many are present today that have received this scholarship in the past. And our recipients tonight are two, Kyla Schimmel. Ms. Kyla. And Chris Croker. Chris Croker. Most of these scholarships pay for at least a semester in Bible college, so they're a great blessing to these students. The Ralph McCoy Memorial Scholarship is funded by the church and also through Mount Abiram Ministries under Dr. Mike Patterson. It recognizes the great work of Ralph McCoy that he did through the years. And the qualifications are, this is for a missions student, a missions major. They have to have at least a 3.0 average, a GPA, good character, faithful in ministry. And tonight, our recipient is Brittany Rayleigh. Our next scholarship is funded through Trinity Baptist Church, and it is for a young man or young lady that has been reached through the bus ministry or on a mission, on the mission field, in a mission work. And so it's a very special scholarship. It's called the Conqueror Scholarship, and it requires that, first of all, that qualification. They were reached that way for the Lord, and then character and faithfulness, good citizenship, and some low fines, and good scholarship. This year, it's going to be presented to Jaime Warrito. Brother Jaime. He was reached through the mission work of Mark Haynes, and a missionary out of our church on the Navajo mission field, and a great blessing to see you get that, Brother Jaime. The next scholarship is called the Charles Becker Fellowship. Charles Becker is a faithful man in our church, pastored for years, and a great man of service here at Trinity Baptist Church, and God has used him in a very special way to fund a needs-based scholarship. Want to find someone that it has a special need to help them get through Bible college, and we have a lot of students like that. And young man or young lady with character, faithfulness, good citizenship, and a good scholarship. Tonight will be two recipients, Brother David Motzevis. And Miss Tiffany Ellis. We have several other scholarships that are offered, including children of full-time Christian workers or pastors or missionaries, and they get a reduced tuition at the college, and God has sent us so many of those. If you're a valedictorian of a Christian school that has five or more graduates, then you also can receive a scholarship for your first semester. We also have the GI Bill now that is helping students go through Trinity Baptist Bible College. Wives of full-time students also get to go to school one class free and the rest of the other classes for half price. And then we have work scholarship. So those are some other things we do here at the college. Tonight we have two more scholarships, and we're going to have these men that pastor these churches to come to tell you about these scholarships. The Soul Winner Scholarship is funded by Bible Baptist Church Rendon. Dr. Clayton Suggs, you come and present this, Brother Suggs. And then the Jernigan Scholarship, Pastoral Scholarship from Dr. Ogdy, funded by Lakeland Baptist Church.
Bible Baptist Church is proud to be associated with a college who not only stresses academic achievement, but also the weightier matters of character and adherence to the Word of God, with an emphasis of winning souls. On behalf of the Bible Baptist Church, it's my great honor to announce the 2010 recipient of Soul Winner Scholarship, Miss Alyssa Mattingly. Would you come to the platform, please? I want to first say thank you, Dr. Smith, Dr. Lastern, all the faculty, Dr. Howe, for the doctorate that I received tonight. It is an honor, and I'm very, very grateful. Undeserving, but grateful. Thank you so much. And I don't think I have to tell the folks at the church how much I love this church and Dr. Smith. And not only does he, man of God, been a mentor, but just a good friend for many, many, many years. I have the pleasure of presenting the A.F. Jernigan Pastoral Scholarship, sponsored by our church in Fort Worth, Lakeland Baptist Church. And Dr. A.F. Jernigan pastored our church for 35 years. The facilities that I have over there, he left us and did a great work. In fact, a lot of the members here tonight sat under his ministry for many, many years and remained with us, and we're grateful. The qualifications for this pastoral scholarship are many. They have to be seeking a pastoral theology major, sophomore or above, and they have to have a 3.0 grade point average or above. They also have to possess good character, and they have to be faithful in the ministries that God has called them to in their local churches as well as in the college. We have two recipients this year, and we'd like to have them come forward. Let's see who number one is here. The first day of Jernigan Pastoral Scholarship goes to Jeremy Bingham. Say something about these guys. These are great young men, and been a pleasure to teach them, be with them, and just watch their lives. They're out of good churches, no doubt, but they're just good individuals. This next one is really a blessing. This young man attended our church in Wills Point when we were there years ago, never knowing that he'd end up in my son's church there, later surrendered to the ministry, and now finishing this next year, hopefully. And that's Sims Anderson. He's our next recipient.
The decisions on who the students are, the recipients of this award, are not made by me, made by the leadership and the faculty, and I thank them for considering these two young men.